It's Ticket Stock 2004, Animal House style. February 20th through the 22nd. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you're listening to The Hard Line. And right now, Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Just Breaks team up to bring you this. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo of DallasCowboys.com. How you doing today?
What was that?
It was a belch.
Sounded like an air pocket or something.
Suppressed belch.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm doing good.
My work's almost done.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's good.
You know, Mick, it's Friday.
It is.
And you're in your jeans and your T-shirt.
Is that okay?
Well, normally on Friday nights of Super Bowl week, you're in your
suit. You got your sundress on.
Because of the...
Well, I'm a little too far away from where I'm staying to have changed already. I'll go back and change.
Oh, so you're going tonight, right?
I am going to go. Do you want to go with me?
Do I? No, I'm going home.
You're going home?
I'm going home tonight, Mick. I'll be at home by...
You'll be at home by the time I get to the commissioner's party, probably.
I'm hoping that I'm home by 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, you can do that. 7 to 11, right? 4-hour drive?
I hope so. I'm hoping to make it home by...
And you only have to go to, like...
Arlington.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
I got to drop Corby off, though.
Oh, it'll take some time.
Yeah. Cleburne.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. Although they keep making it harder and harder to, you know,
did you have to,
get in.
Did you have to look around for tickets again?
Well, I thought I was going to have to, then I went over there, and, you know, I was kind of waiting, and then they said, oh, you're on the will call list. And it's like, well, could have told me that an hour and a half ago, you know?
Yeah. Where are they having it at?
The Astrodome.
Really?
Kind of a, it's going to be interesting to see how they can dress up the Astrodome to make it look good.
Like on the field?
I don't know. I just heard in the Astrodome.
Tell you what, I'll bet. I'll bet it's going to, if it's like everything else they've done, it's going to be very nice.
I mean, it's an amazing thing what they can do with drapes and curtains and stuff hanging.
And plus, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, from the outside, that old Astrodome ain't looking that great these days.
Well, that's all right. You know where it was last year, right?
Where?
It was at that, naval base, the air naval base in San Diego. They took us out on these buses and then had a guy jump on the bus, one of the guys stationed there, and gave us the speech. You guys
were speech.
Oh, he gave us a speech. Well, that was right before the war started, remember?
Yeah.
Or the war had just... No, it was right before.
Yeah, it was before.
They were just deciding, right? And the guy got in, and he had his jumpsuit on and everything, and he actually started giving a speech about the country and America, and evidently...
He didn't realize he just had a bunch of media people there just trying to get drunk.
And the guy sitting next to me wasn't, like, paying attention, right? And the guy barked at him and said, well, some of you might not think this is serious, but...
And it was like... it's a party.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. It was like he just took the air right out of this party. He started, like, abusing us.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I guess...
Was it the one out there on Coronado Island? The base out there by Coronado
it was
Island?
It was on some island. We had to drive out, and then we had to go through security to get on the base. And then when we got off, the helicopters that they used were all sitting there, and you can take the tour there. And they basically had... they invited everybody on the base to the party. And it was like... sitting there going, boy, you guys better behave yourself now, because if these guys get, you know, a few drinks in them, they might not take kindly to you or something.
Well, tonight, before you go in, maybe you'll be subjected to a speech about the greatness of Hoyle Granger or some such.
I might. So.
What usually goes on at these things?
A lot of milling. Milling around.
Everybody mills aimlessly.
Lines to eat. To eat finger food. And
they got a nice ice sculpture in there and stuff.
Ice sculpture, that's where the shrimp are.
What do you mean, one? There's probably 25.
Oh, there's a bunch, yeah. And then they usually have, depending on what they do, because last year they changed it up, but usually they have a bunch of different bands stationed all around the place. And
Did they downsign it?
Could be.
Did you go to the one in Pasadena? That they had at the Equestrian Center?
The cowboy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the commissioner's
party. But the commissioner's party when the Cowboys were there in Pasadena. Outside underneath that big white tent? It was at the Equestrian Center,
It was so big and so huge. And I've never seen... Ron, they had a table,
probably, and I'm serious, it was probably 25 yards long, nothing but lobster.
Wow.
Nothing but cut up lobster.
That
I remember
was a good
Gloria
one.
Stefan played.
Yeah. That was a real good one. Although the last couple of years they've tried downsizing.
Yep, this is not 1999 anymore.
No.
As we are reminded daily.
Yeah, it's
especially every day that we turned in for the night down here.
But I guarantee you, it's going to be decadent. I promise you.
Well, it's a good people watching thing, because what happens is the people from the town that's throwing or where it's at, like the people here in Houston. I mean, this will be the big social bash of the year. This is it.
I remember that one of the funny things about it is you'll see all these owners just sloshed.
Yeah, well, they keep them behind in the demilitarized zone over there. Yeah. There's like a fenced-off area, and that's where they hang. And most of them stay over there. But I remember, you know, back in the old days, the two people that you can count on walking around with us normal people were Jimmy and Jerry. Jimmy'd get out from in there, and he'd walk around and start talking to media guys.
I mean, there's that one place where they...
What's where they eat.
Where regular people can't go.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's always empty because everybody else is just milling around.
They want out.
These places are giant. There is no telling how much money, millions of dollars.
Oh, I'm sure.
Millions.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I heard Greg Aiello was talking about, you know, how much they were asking about all the money they make for this during the Super Bowl. He goes, yeah, but you need to understand, we have some great expenses here.
I like the media center here.
Oh, yeah.
There's no telling how much money it costs.
And they've been planning, my understanding is, since the first week in January, the league has had people here living at the hotel, planning this thing out, you know, security, the whole bit. I mean, it's just a massive undertaking.
Well, you know, our buddy Ben Nix, security guy for the Cowboys, he is running the outside security for the entire Super Bowl, and he's been here since January 2nd,
I think that's right. I ran into him. I think that's what he said. Yeah, it was early. It was after New Year's.
If he's running it, just rest assured, this
I'm
place
fine.
Is secure.
That's why I feel good. Whenever year he tells me he's running, I go, I feel a lot better about myself.
Yep.
Because he's pretty sharp.
Well, what do you think about this game?
Well,
we probably should work our way around.
Yeah, we probably should, huh? I finally came to the conclusion that I'm going with Carolina. I know.
Your mind, you're going with Carolina.
I am. And although I just saw something, I was going through my last round of notes that I was doing, and I saw a little fact that I didn't like my Carolina pick already. You know, New England is, their combined record, regular, post, they're 16-2. They're 9-0 against teams with winning records.
Wow.
They haven't lost to a team with a winning record yet.
Did you know this
year.
Right here, that both quarterbacks are undefeated in postseason play?
How about that?
Neither quarterback has ever lost a postseason game.
Now, see, it's a toss-up.
Now, the New England Leering Press...
Yes.
...not only thinks the Patriots are going to win...
Uh-huh.
...they think they're going to win.
Blowout? Blowout, huh?
And this game will not even be close.
See, I'm not sure what element on their offense is going to blow this game out. I mean, they run the ball okay. They're not great. They pass the ball okay. They're not great. They scored one touchdown against Indianapolis. They kicked five field goals?
Right, but earlier in the year, they got into the 30s against them.
And so did Indianapolis.
Yeah, they did.
So
that's why I think it's going to be a good game.
I think so, too.
Because both teams just find a way to win.
Right.
But here's a game where only one can find that path.
And see, I didn't think everybody's selling Carolina's defense short. I think it's pretty good. I think their front four is pretty good, which could cause some problems.
Wouldn't surprise me to see both defenses get a touchdown. Surprise me in the least.
Yeah, I
mean,
certainly could happen.
They're both playmaking defenses.
And I think the whole key to this whole thing, no matter what New England does on offense, will be, can Carolina run on New England's defense? I think that's going to be the entire key to this game.
I do too.
Because if they can, then New England's going to have to adjust, which is going to make things a lot easier on those wide receivers from Carolina. And, hey, their deal is DeLome and those receivers have made big plays. Nassim Muhammad and Steve Smith. I mean, they've made big plays. Maybe not a lot of them, but they make big plays every game.
They make them when they need to be made.
Yeah, right. See, that was the other thing. I keep getting
like the
emails.
Against St. Louis, I mean, when Smith made that play, you know, to get open in overtime.
Right.
That's just something. that a playmaker is going to make.
Right, and they've done that. I get emails about, well, DeLome's not this and DeLome's not that. And, you know, I get emails about Quincy Carter threw for 3,300 yards, but it's like, but let me have meaningful yards. You know, let me have meaningful yards when I'm throwing the ball. And they got meaningful yards when they throw the ball. They make them count. So
you don't see a lot of empty numbers on either side.
Now, the X factor, as I've been saying all day, is can DeLome do this? Will he melt? Will the atmosphere melt him down? Or can he handle this? We don't know that.
Everybody was asking about Tom Brady a couple
years ago. Yeah, yeah. And he's done well. And it looks like from the front page of the Herald, he's doing real well.
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
Nice, huh?
He goes from Tara Reid to her.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
I
mean, he's not like the big-time quarterback, is he? I mean, he's been around 4 years.
Yeah, but he's a good-looking guy. Look at him. He's a good-looking guy.
And he seems to have a pretty good personality,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, and that Dante Jones that you talked to yesterday?
Dehani.
Says that in Michigan, the guy was a chick magnet. So, figure it out.
Wow.
All right, the Mickaroo prediction is?
2016 Panthers.
2016 Panthers.
Yeah. What have you guys done? Have you guys given yours already?
No, we haven't yet. Shall we?
Go ahead.
I mean, you got another segment. I don't want to mess a segment up for you.
No,
no, this
me.
Is pretty much
our segments are already spoken for. I'm taking the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you look at it, there is every reason in the world to think the Patriots could make this a blowout.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm taking the Patriots, too, just because Bill Belichick, He's going to find a way to cripple DeLome.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a violent game.
Permanently? But you know what I mean. I mean, he's going to find a way to shut him down, just like he did Peyton. I mean, if he can shut Peyton Manning down and lure him into that false sense of security, what's he going to do to a guy like DeLome?
Well, hopefully, if my scenario goes right, they don't have to rely on DeLome. They rely on that running game. He's got to figure a way to stop their running game. And if he can do that, then he's probably got a pretty good shot doing it. My other prediction is I think Bob Hayes will make it tomorrow into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think he'll get elected. I'm not sure on the other two guys, though.
I think we're carrying that live.
Yes, we are, as a matter of fact.
So anybody that's listening that wants to know, that is when the official announcement is made.
What time's that coming down?
Me and the skydiving chief will handle it at noon, my understanding is.
But
noon.
Seriously, I mean, tune into this. Whenever they announce that in that room, That's the first time it's heard by anybody, and we're carrying that live, so you'll be able to hear it before anybody.
My recollection, that doesn't usually leak out. They'll do it there. That'll be the first time, and they usually try to do a phone conference with the guys that make it. They usually talk to each guy.
Boy, if they can string that together with Bob Hayes, then we got a real...
That'll be a tough one. And I don't know about... I've asked around, and the fear is that the Rayfield Wright and Cliff Harris Cowboy vote will get split, and neither one of them will get enough to get in. But if one of them of the two get in, that'd be a red letter day for the Cowboys to have two of the six guys, because there only could be six.
That'd be huge.
Yeah,
but I don't think it'll happen either. I think Bob Hayes, and that's it.
Because you got to figure, you know, Elway and you know Barry Sanders are making it.
If this were a year where there weren't two automatics like that, then maybe.
Right, and that's Hayes and those two. That's three. Now there's only three other spots, so. It'll be tough, but the unfortunate thing for those other guys, Harris and Wright, this is their first time to make it this far, and it may be their last time, because then they're going to end up on the seniors committee.
Wouldn't it be something if they did? Well, they might have a better shot there than they do.
Yeah,
Something if they did make it?
Yeah.
If they both made it? Because wouldn't that be a dilemma for Jerry Jones? All of a sudden, you got two guys in the Hall of Fame that aren't in the Ring of Honor.
I think it would be a no-brainer then next year that all three get in the... Whoever makes it...
Bob Hayes already in.
Yeah, then the other two are in if they would make it. I'll guarantee you that's what will happen. He talked about it. He kind of addressed that. As a matter of fact, tonight at 11 o'clock at CBS 11, the year-end review of the Cowboys, Jerry's on there, and he talked about a lot
scenario.
Of things.
I just hate that you got to make it to the Hall of Fame to make it in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
All right, very good, Mickaroo. Enjoy the game, and we will do it Monday.
I'm going to get dressed up.
All right, very good. That's the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnuolo. Brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Just Breaks. All right, coming up next,
something.
The future of Michael Wilbon's tortured and flat-out dangerous trip to the bathroom here on The Ticket.